The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
Much too long now. It looks like she's not coming home. Sam, you've been loyal, true and faithful all this time with being alone.
If I could get that same dedication, I'd give you everything in creation. If she doesn't come back, whenever you want me, I'll be your substitute. Whenever you need me,
Sam, every day you waited for, I've been waiting here for you. Hey, Sam, all this time I've been lonely, I know what you're going through.
I'll wait until my chances occur, 'cause you can't keep relying on her. If she doesn't come back, her face. Oh, you might as well forget about her and find someone to take her place.
If she doesn't come back,
substitute whenever you want me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't tell me substitute whenever you need.
So I'm in love with you. I'm just a servant you
and the way I swoon when she winks at me from across the room. It's the way she laughs and the way she cries. It's the way her hand fits perfectly in mine. Well, I don't have a name for it, been trying to find a name for it. I don't think there's a name for it, but it's kinda like being in love.
Lay on!
Like the rest or any other guy. It's the way we talk and the way we sing about the universe and every little thing. Well, I don't have a name for it, been trying to find a name for it. I don't think there's a name for it, but it's kinda like being in love. All
I
is my heart
on
its
strings
so loudly. This feeling
is
because my heart
is blazing.
It's on
fire
and
won't go out.
Won't go out. Well, it's the way she can twirl on the face of a dime, and the way she's always there like my partner in crime. It's the curl of her hair and the gleam of her eyes and the heart in her chest that beats in rhythm with mine. Well, I don't have a name for it, been trying to find a name for it. I don't think there's a name for it, but it's kind of like being in love.
Young and free, and his head is big and fat, then a young man's fancy turns to love, we know. There's a pair I've often seen, and of love they stand and chat, and the other night he just let himself go. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Wow.
On her doorstep last night. He hugged her.
Who did?
He did.
Wow.
On her doorstep last night. He said, you are my darling, and he squeezed her fingers in the garden gate, and he kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Wow.
On her doorstep last night. Like a swan's, but the black swans understand. And her hair is good as gold and twice as scarce. And her voice is sweet and low, like the traffic in the Strand. But he loves her and his sight is getting worse. He kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night. He hugged her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night. He said, you are my darling cat. Then he squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. And he kissed her.
Who
did? Where? On her doorstep last night.
Ha ha! Meow!
Meow! Meow!
Then he said, you are my darling cake.
He said, chase me, Charlie, because it's getting late. Then he kissed her.
Who did?
He did.
Where?
On her doorstep last night.
Shadrach in a battle of the Crimean War.
Ooh,
Shadrach, there were only 600 men in a valley of a Russian glen.
Ooh,
Shadrach.
Ooh,
Shadrach.
Just a minute.
What is it, trooper?
I'm too heavy for the light brigade.
I'm too heavy for the light brigade. Must have been the goulash that the cookie made. Dumplings to the left, meatballs to the right, noodles, beans, and ravioli every night. I'd love to go, but I just wander. Could I be excused from the gallon 600?
Ooh,
Shadrach.
Ooh,
Shadrach. That day, October 25.
Ooh,
Shadrach, not many were gonna get through alive.
Ooh,
Shadrach, as the cannons thundered, a cry came from one of the gallon 600.
Just a minute!
What is it, trooper?
I'm too heavy for the light brigade.
I'm too heavy for the light brigade. Have to have another pair of trousers made. Frankfurters to the left, Capels to the right. Combi fashion macaroni every night. I'd love to go, but I just wander. Could I be excused from the gallon 600?
General.
What is it, trooper?
I forgot my horse.
Don't worry where you're going. The ground's very uneven.
But, General, I've not had my eyes tested.
We don't test them anymore. We only count them. One, two, congratulations.
Nasty, wasn't it? Let's get back to the canteen.
I'll have a double helping of meat pudding, apple strudel and cream, and a frankfurter sandwich on the rocks.
Pardon?
Get mounted, that man!
Oops! It's gonna be a cold winter.
The giant of the light brigade, the biggest blunder ever made. As the cannons thundered, unload the gallon 600.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Lidl singe ich Hits, weil ich wusste, es ist mich heuer. Die Melodie sind alt, und die Werte sind neue. Das gesungen haben unsere Seele und euch Babes. Und der Tate Fleck gesungen noch ein Kiko Schabes. Sailor man, don't tell me of the seven seas of yore. Java and Sumatra do not move me anymore. Say farewell to Finland, further inland than old Thor. Adios Antilles and so long to Singapore. Having fun in London is like lying on the floor. Isle of Man I'll manage to avoid like Manticore. Budapest I get no rest and Boston is a bore. A man unique to my mystique in New York I adore. I'm in a man in a hat with a ten, and a man in a hat with a ten. So silly that to be there is a chore. Cameroon and Motley cannot melt into the core. Show me mirth and Perth and I will show you how to snore. Dublin is too troubling, y Peru es lo peor. Sayonara, Tokyo by you, I set no store. Plagiar bets in Berlin gets a zero after four. Destination anywhere I told you once before. Oh no, 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 I do not think to go there anymore. I'm in a man in a hat with a ten, and a man in a hat with a ten.
I'm going to bring a watermelon to my girl tonight. Red ribbons, she hung them in her hair. I brought my girl sequins, she stuck them here and there. I brought my girl blue china, she hung it from the shelf. Tonight I'm going to bring a rope and she can hang herself.
Viper in this box, you know.
Really? Good gracious me.
Oh, yes, it's not an asp.
Oh, good.
Looks rather like one, but it's not one. No, I wouldn't have an asp.
No, I suppose not.
Some people can't tell the difference between a viper and an asp. More fool them, I say.
Yes, quite.
Cleopatra had an asp, I haven't.
Yes, well, I'm glad of that.
I don't want one either. No, I'd rather have a viper myself.
Yes, well, that's all right then, isn't it?
It's not that they're cheaper to run, because if anything, a viper is more voracious than the asp. My viper eats like a horse.
Like a horse, eh?
Yes, I'd like a horse. I could do with a horse. Nothing against horses. But mind you, I could never get a horse into a little box like this.
Yes, that would be a bit difficult.
No. You couldn't cram a horse into a little box like that. It's not a horse box. A viper, yes, but a horse, no.
I realize that.
But it's just about right for a viper, this box. Or an asp.
Yes, quite.
It's no good for a fish. Because you'd have all the water seeping through in no time. It's only cardboard, you see. It's not waterproof.
Yes, I see.
Oh, no. They haven't waterproofed cardboard yet. Or if they have, they haven't told me. Or if they've told me, I've forgotten one of the two. So it's no good for a fish. I wish it was, but it isn't. So there it is. It's no good for a fish. I haven't got a toad in here, if that's what you're thinking. You wouldn't catch me with a toad. I can't abide toads. Ugh. Vipers devour toads, I'm glad to say. Serpents hear through their jaws, you know. It's the bone structure that does it. Oh, yes, there's no doubt about that. Oh, good gracious, yes, it is the bone structure.
Yes, well, I suppose it would be.
I haven't got a bee in here. I don't know why you think I got a bee in here. There's no bee in my box. You have a listen. You'd soon hear it buzzing if there was. You can't hear no bee, can you?
I quite believe you. No thanks.
No fangs? There's no fangs on a bee, if that's what you mean. I've never seen a bee with fangs. Vipers have fangs. They're very fangy creatures, so are asps.
I said no thanks, not fangs.
Not fangs, no, not fangs. No, not fangs. No, bees never have fangs. You'll find they sting, but they never bite. No, serpents bite and bees sting. That is the way you tell the difference between a bee and a serpent.
Yes.
I haven't got a stoat in here, if that's what you're thinking. Some people think I've got a stoat in here. They are completely wrong. I haven't got a stoat in here, not by a long chalk. I can't say I fancy stoats, neither. I'd rather have a viper. They're easier to rear. Oh, yes, they're easier to rear, all right. Need you ask?
I'm trying to read the paper. Would you please be quiet?
Bees aren't quiet, bees buzz. But vipers are quiet. Listen, there's no noise from my viper, is there, eh? You can't hear any noise from my viper, can you?
I wish you'd shut up!
Oh, yes, it's shut up all right, don't worry. You wouldn't catch me letting a viper loose, oh no. Where are you going?
I'm moving, if you don't mind.
Why, I don't see where you want to go. There's plenty of room in here. It's not as though it's an asp.
If you must know, I'm finding your conversation a bit of a bore.
Bore? Was that a bore, you said?
Yes, bore. B-O-R-E, bore.
There's no bore in my box. I don't know why you should have thought I got a boar in here. I haven't got a boar in this box. Good gracious, no. I can't abide boars. It's a viper, all right. It's not an asp.
Mother said, do what you can. Bet you my love. Get back with your wife. Give her my bed. She's got to tell the real man. Oh, do it again, man. You really know how to do it.
turn a policeman on.
Call me, I'll
I'll call you at 10:30. 10 for the atom bomb loose again. 9 for the crippled and blind. 8 for my 8 billion graves. 7 for the continents blowed up. 6 for the cities all wrecked. 5 for the warplanes that fly. 4's for the guns of this war. 3's for these warships at sea. 2's for the love of me and you. 1's for the pretty little baby that's born, born, born and gone away.
He heard him call his name. steamy jungle beneath a mango tree. Three elephants in underpants were sitting having tea. When one said, "Who's that stranger? He isn't one of us. He's just a little itty bitty, hitty pitty part of mouse. Come to think of it, oh, ain't it a pity? He ain't very pretty, he ain't half as pretty as us. 'Cause he's just an itty bitty, hitty pitty part of mouse." So the elephant called a waiter and said, "Look here, I say, although giraffes are good for laughs, please send that chap away. His manners are disgusting, and his habits far from nice. We can't have tea with itty-pitty, itty-pitty potto mice. Altogether, fellas, ain't it a pity? He ain't very pretty, he ain't half as pretty as us. 'Cause he's just an itty-bitty, itty-pitty potto mice." But a haughty female figure came lumbering into view, of biggish size, with tear-stained eyes and a pinafore of blue. And the itty-bitty-potamus was very glad she'd come, because she was his itty-bitty, itty-bitty-pot-o-mum. With the other singing, "Ain't it a pity? He ain't very pretty, he ain't half as pretty as us. 'Cause he's just an itty-bitty, itty-bitty-pot-o-mum." Well, an elephant turned and saw her and cried, "I say, look here, I know that face, it's Cousin Grace." Grace said loud and clear, "Though Itty Bitty Junior has led me quite a dance, he's got much better manners than his uncles and his elephants. Very rudely singing, ain't it a pity? He ain't very pretty, he ain't half as pretty as I. Of the hippopotamus, wouldn't wish for any other. And inside the hide of hippopotamuses, they're very much the same as us is."
What's all that noise about?
Why, don't you know that's only my brother is practicing?
My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. If you've forgotten what a parrot's call is, I'll rock and illustrate that noise for you. He does the steam escaping from Linus leaving dock. He'll fake a razor scraping or else a cuckoo clock. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. This is what I hear when I'm in bed: a bang, a rattle, like thunder overhead. Then cats meow and dogs bark. The only sleep I'll get is when I'm dead. A shot goes crack, a gale starts blowing. A dog goes crack, a cock starts crowing. Oh, you may think I'm kidding you, yet what I say is true. Just listen, I'll explain to you. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. I'm really not quite certain what a stork is, but if it makes a noise, then Rod does too. He makes the noise that steers make when cowboys make a swoop. He makes the noise that beards make when used for straining soup. My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do. My brother can make any noise you wish, like two sea lions shouting out for fish. A horse's neigh, a donkey's bray. He's even got a noise for Lillian Gish. The
The only time he made a bundle was when a tiger got in the jungle with a mighty roar, dropped dead with bullets in his head and rotwood like a cow instead. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. You know exactly what a popping cork is. Well, Rod can pop a pretty cork for you. He'll imitate a setter, a pheasant or a grouse. But what is even better is his noise for Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Pluto.
My brother makes the noises for the talking. There's not a single noise that he can't do.
Song by me. This is a fancy intro. It's called "Oh, Don't Sell Air Edgar No More Violins." Oh, don't sell Air Edgar no more violins, that dear little laddie of mine. Though he's but eight, we'd prefer him to white, or I doubt if he'll live to be nine. He plays the same song, and it's sad, and it's long. And when Edgar reaches the end, with his face full of woe, he just rosins the bow and starts it all over again. Now Daddy says Edgar's a right little gem. It's only his face that looks bored. It's really delight makes his face appear white when Edgar scrapes out that first chord. Daddy, of course, he was filled with remorse when Edgar came home from the choir to find that his fiddle, while the sides and the middle were stuffed down the back of the fire. So don't sell Air Edgar no more violins. When next he appears in your shop, his daddy and me, we are forced to agree, his saving up will soon have to stop. Sell him a clean or a vile magazine, ply him with a whiskey or gin, a teddy, a bunny, or just pinch the kid's money, but don't sell her at Ganama violins. For though it be a mortal sin, we'll do the little fiddler in. Don't sell her at Ganama violins. My song. I'm pleased with that.
time we're done with dancing elsewhere, darling, you'll be glancing, and the night's a river torrent tearing us apart. Merely melody entwined us, easily the ties that bind us break in fibrillations of the heart. Don't cry out or cling in terror, darling, that's a fatal error, clinging to a somebody you thought you knew was yours. Dispossession by attrition is the permanent condition that the wretched modern world endures. You drift away, you're carried by a stream, refugee, a wanderer you roam. You lose your way, so it will come to seem, no place in particular is home. You glance away, your house has disappeared, the sweater you've been knitting has unpurled. You live adrift, and everything you feared comes to you in this undoing world. Copper-plated, nailed together, buffeted by ocean weather, stands the queen of exiles, and our mother she may be. Hollow-breasted, broken-hearted, watching for her dear departed, for her children cast upon the sea. At her back, the great idyllic land of justice for exilic peoples ponders making justice private property. Darling, never dream another woman might have been your mother. Someday you may be a refugee. A refugee who's running from the wars, hiding from the firebombs they've hurled. Eternally, a person out of doors, desperate in this undoing world. Running from the wars, hiding from the firebombs they've hurled. Eternally, a person out of doors, desperate in this undoing world. Mother, for your derelicted children from your womb evicted, grant us shelter, harbor, solace, safety, let us in. Let us tell you where we've traveled, how our hopes, our lives unraveled, how unwelcome everywhere we've been.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Ghost herd in the sky. The brand was still on fire, and the hooves was made of steel. The horns was black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught him yet. 'Cause they gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry. ghost riders in the sky. The riders walked on by him. He heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride and try to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
One night after closing time, the landlord of the Star presented me with a 9-penny cigar. I smoked it until Easter, like one of the la-di-da. Now everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar. Oh, the end of me old cigar. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la. Everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar.
La, 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 la.
One morning after breakfast, into my surgery, came a girl with a vaccination plea. Oh, vaccinate me, doctor, but please don't leave a scar. So I vaccinated Gertie with the enemy old cigar.
Oh, the enemy old cigar. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la. Everybody knows me by the enemy old cigar. La-la-la-la.
One afternoon about tea time, at a garden party grand, the wife and me were shaking every hand. She was carrying on and going rather far, but I was doing a train of me own with the end of me old cigar.
Oh, the end of me old cigar.
Ta-la, ta-la, ta-la. Everybody knows me by the end of me old cigar.
La, 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 la.
One evening after supper, while strolling in the park, I came upon a lady. It was getting rather dark. Says she, can you direct me? I've wandered rather far. So I takes a puff and I shows her the way with the end of me
old cigar.
Everybody knows me by the enemy old cigar.
Oh, the enemy old cigar.
Ta-la, ta-la, ta-la. Everybody knows me and the enemy old cigar.
Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.